থমথম করে সাপটাকে গাটাকে একটু তাতে গল্প উঠে পুঁটে না যায় সেটা দেখতে পাবে।
আমার পলিশ আছে, পলিশ চত্বর মেরে
অভিষেক করা হয়। দেখেছেন তো মা দুটকার অভিষেক কি করে হয়? এছাড়া কোন উপায় নেই, কারণ মৃণয় মূর্তি মা দুটকার তখন অভিষেক করে কি করে? মা দুটকার মাথার উপরে তো জল ঢালা যায় না, মা কালীকে অভিষেক যে হয় তারও মাথায় জল ঢালা যায় না। ওই আয়নাটা ওইরকম মানুষকে রাখতে হয়, ছবিটা পড়লি হলো সে যত বড় হোক আর যত বুঝলা।
এখন খাওয়া দাওয়া কিরকম কি হবে?
এটা আপনার এই টাইম টাইম দেখে যাচ্ছি, তাহলে সোমবারের দিন আমাদের হচ্ছে এটা ঠিক। হ্যাঁ, কেন এই প্রথম কিন্তু ছেড়ে দিতে হবে, ও এখন ভীষণই আছে। আর তুমি তাহলে টিকিট বুক করে নাও, কবে সোমবার মঙ্গলবারে করবো অথবা বুধবারে যে দিন তোমার। হ্যাঁ, আর পঞ্জিকা তো এইটার দিন ভালো আপনার, এই সোমবার এই ধনিষ্ঠ নক্ষত্র, তারপরে শতভিষা ধনিষ্ঠ কিরকম হচ্ছিল মঙ্গলবার, তাহলে চৌঠা ডিসেম্বর না? এই চৌঠা ডিসেম্বর এই পঞ্জিকা খুব বেশি লেখা দিবা এত সেকেন্ড মধ্যে, এত সেকেন্ড মধ্যে সাতটা একত্রিশের মধ্যে আটটা সাতটা নাগাতে এগারোটা পাঁচ সাতের মধ্যে এই এই টাইমটাকে আমরা ফলো করতে পারি। বন্ধ হইব করে কি বন্ধ হলেই বা আমাদের কাছে সব দোকান খোলা ঠাকুরের ভোগের থালা বাটি গ্লাস ইত্যাদি এগুলো তো সব লাগবে। ব্যাপার হচ্ছে আমি যদি গুরুদাসকে একটুখানি নাই দিই তাহলে ওখান থেকে ঠাকুরের সমস্ত পোশাক থালা বাটি গলা সব
আমাদের
এখানে প্রসাদ থাকবে লোকটা মানে কি লোকটা তো বেয়ারা, ও তো নিজের মত এখানে চালাবে, সে আমি গুরু মহারাজের মতে আমি অন্য কারোর মত এখানে চালাবি দেবো না, সে ভগবান এলেও তাকে বলবো যে গেট আউট, এখানে গুরু মহারাজের মত, গুরু মহারাজের মতটাই চলবে, তুমি তোমার মত চালাতে হয় তুমি গিয়ে চালাও না সেই অমুকের বাড়িতে তমুকের বাড়িতে, এখানে গুরু মহারাজকে ভারতে তোমাকে উপাসনা করছে তুমি সেই উপাসনা নিতে বাধ্য।
গুরু
মহারাজ খুব ভালোবাসে এবং এতই ভালোবাসেন
আমাকে জিজ্ঞাসা মহারাজ যে মহারাজের এখানে কোন নাট্য দরকার কিনা আমাকে বলছে যে মহারাজ সঙ্গে ভালো বলতে চাই
সিদ্ধানন্দ
প্রভু ইজ এ ভেরি গুড ম্যান অ্যান্ড গুড হার্টেড ম্যান And Guru Maharaj likes him very much. And Guru Maharaj always wants to help him. And I know it. Then I cannot ignore him. And also Chidananda Prabhu's nature always submission. He does not want anything but wants to give something to everybody. And very mane, sweet nature man. Then I am trying to satisfy him anyway. No, Guru Maharaj ordered him, you will stay in Puri. When you got chance, you stay in Puri.
One
day
he was telling me,
he needs
to
pass away here. And he giving honor, much honor to Guru Maharaj's word. And that is Guru Maharaj told, when you will come in Navadvip or India, you must go Puri, try to stay there few days. That is, he always staying here. And real devotee, his mood is always devotional. When where is some devotion, I afraid that devotee. Otherwise, I do not care. But where I am looking devotion, I afraid if any Vaishnava will come this way. Vaishnava can do anything, maybe Mahabhagavat. Mahabhagavat also can go down if he will do Vaishnava Aparadha. In the scripture of Jiva Goswami, you can see, and it is noted in Gauri Kantha, and also I have seen Krama Sandharva, maybe, or Bhakti Sandharva.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Then we must try to avoid the Vaishnava Aparadha first. And no other problem. Another problem may be some sinful work. Sin cannot sin cannot destroy bhakti, but sin can destroy mundane many things, but cannot destroy bhakti. But Vaishnava Aparadha can destroy the bhakti lata. That is very difficult. Then I afraid only Vaishnava Aparadha, I never anything. And this way, where is little Vaishnava that I am looking? I am always giving honor to him. And this way I am very sad also. Few days before I heard some unfair news. I cannot say bad news or good news, but unfair. It is not fair for us. And after hearing that, I am a little disturbed. I want to establish our Guru Maharaj's mission. And that is my duty. I want or not I want, that is not a question. Guru Maharaj wants, and we shall do that. But if somebody will disturb that mission, I must be disturbed by him. This is my nature. Not only nature, this is my also within my jurisdiction, due to jurisdiction. And what is my duty, I do not know that way. But I am trying very soberly and without Vaishnava Purana. Only this. And that's not noticeable now. That is so far from us now.
But
I can see the future picture. This way I disturb, not present any disturbance can cause. But future, when I am looking from thing, and that is money. 2 + 2 = 4. This way I disturb little.
Oh, yes. And then he tells me to stay here.
The rest of his life,
people die here.
Yes, very good.
It is
no problem.
Is
no, I told Chidananda, but he is fine to stay here for his money.
If he wants to stay in the single room, can you utilize the single room?
But I am thinking the lady devotee, when will come here, and the Western devotee, also Western lady devotee, staying together in a building, the local people thought will
satisfy. They will feel
and they will think it is not fair. Who am told now to me? Then I am thinking for the lady devotee, necessary to do something. If it is not good looking, then for them, you must do something. But Papa Mahaprabhu is, I know, he wants to use that building as a temple. This is...
It
is necessary to do the Omishek, Mahabhu. And they are arranging devotees, Kulananda Prabhu and Prapanna Prabhu hardly try Krishna that will be. But I wake up 2 o'clock. And after finishing my day at work, I have seen Maharaj Jaggi yesterday on Chaitanya Charitamrita. And I opened that book and first come the Nityananda Prabhu's glorification. And I read that. And after reading, I am very peaceful mind now, and I am thinking we are everybody very auspicious, and auspicious day come today for us. And I have seen their glorification of Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu is very hidden, and Mahaprabhu wants to expose him. Nityananda Prabhu, he preached Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, not Krishna, not Radha, not other things. But he preached Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and incarnation of Radha Krishna. And this way, Bhaja Gauranga, Kaha Gauranga, Laha Gauranga Nam, Jajan Gauranga Bhaja Sei Amar Pran. This was the Nityananda Prabhu's Nam Sankirtan.
Kailash Thakur, you know, whole life, 3 lakhs every day, Harinam Mahamantra taking. But last day, when he wants to leave this mandate, last day he prayed to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Je akichabhumar asayar hidaye, saita tamake purno kottave. I have some desire, Prabhu, you must fulfill that. I am your very small devotee, but you are very great and you must fulfill my heart desire. And Mahaprabhu said, Krishna, so merciful, and you are great devotee of Sri Krishna. Then what you want, Krishna must will fulfill that. But you say, what is your desire? Then Vyasa Thakur said, when I shall leave this body, I want to chant your name. That is Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, these names. And I need your lotus feet in my chest, in my heart, and I want to see your moon-like face, and I chant your name and wants to leave this body. And Mahaprabhu said, Haridas, je tumi magibe Krishna kripamay, taha avashya karibe. And next day, Mahaprabhu come to Haridas Thakur and then told Haridas, kaha samachar, Prabhu kahe Haridas, kaha samachar, Haridas kahe Prabhu je ichcha tama. Then angale arambhila Prabhu mahasankirtan. Then Mahaprabhu mahasankirtan started in Siddha Gokul here. And that Haridas Thakur first started Krishna Nam Sankirtan by order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with Sripad Nityananda Prabhu. And Nityananda Prabhu is hidden treasure. When Mahaprabhu manifested himself as a Mahaprabhu, that after that Nityananda Prabhu came from Mathura and he is Baladev himself, and he is forgetting I am now Nityananda. He is thinking I am Baladev and searching, where is Krishna, where is Krishna? Whole Vrindavan he is searching. Where has gone, where hidden Krishna? And somebody, devotee, said to Nityananda Prabhu, Krishna, not now here, he is manifested already in, appeared already in Mayapur, Navadvip. Then Nityananda Prabhu ran from Vrindavan and come to Navadvip and ask everybody, where is Krishna? Krishna come here, but where is Krishna's house? And that very time he met with Nandanacharya. And Nandanacharya, looking Nityananda's bright appearance, he took in his house. And Nityananda said, don't tell to anybody I am here, but I need to meet with Krishna. Where is Krishna? And he is chanting that Mahabhav, with Mahabhav in Nandanacharya Bhava. And early in the morning Mahaprabhu called the devotees. Last night I have got one very nice dream, and there I have seen ye talabdhaj rath ek sansari sa. Ye talabdhaj rath, Baladeva rath hocche ki talabdhaj rath. আর সংসারী সাত সেই রথ এসে এই নবদ্বীপ ধামেতে উপস্থিত হয়েছে, এবং রথের যিনি রথী তিনি সেখানে বসে আছেন, সেই হয় 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 করছেন, তিনি হচ্ছেন গিয়ে একজন মহান ব্যক্তি, চলো মহান ডিভোটি, আমরা তাকে খুঁজে বার করি কোথায় আছে, তোমরা সব দেখো চাইনি, ইউ লুক এভরি হায়ার, হায়ার ইজ দ্যাট পার্সন who come with his chariot of Talabdhaj. And everybody search many higher but not can trace. Then they come to Mahaprabhu and told to Mahaprabhu, we cannot trace him. Mahaprabhu said, yes, it is very true. Everybody cannot understand the Nityananda Prabhu's tattva. Then you come with me. And Mahaprabhu gone to Nandana Acharya Bhavan, and there he has seen Nityananda Prabhu seated there, and looking Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, and Mahaprabhu come and embrace to Mahaprabhu, and Mahaprabhu gone ran to Nityananda Prabhu, and both are planted there with ecstasy, and everybody can understand who is Nityananda, and Mahaprabhu said, hiddenly, he is Balani, come now, this Navadvip Dham. And when Mahaprabhu started the preaching, Mahaprabhu first gave order to Nityananda Prabhu. Suno suno Nityananda, suno Haridas, sarvatra amara adhyankara prakash, pati ghari ghari kya karo ee bhikkha, বল কৃষ্ণ ভজ কৃষ্ণ কর কৃষ্ণ শিক্ষা ইহা বই আর না বলিবে না বলাইবা দিন অবসারে আছে আমারে কইবা মহাপ্রভু অর্ডার টু নিত্যানন্দ হরিদাস যে ডোর টু ডোর ই গো অ্যান্ড অ্যাডভাইস এভরিবডি চ্যান্ট হরে কৃষ্ণ চ্যান্ট মহামন্ত্র অ্যান্ড দিস ইজ ইউর ডিউটি অ্যান্ড হোল ডে ইউ গো অ্যান্ড কাম ব্যাক ইউ নিড টাইম অ্যান্ড মিট উইথ মি This way Mahaprabhu gave order to Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur. And Kaviraj Goswami said, without mercy, without blessing of Nityananda, we cannot got anything, knowledge of Krishna, anything consciousness of Krishna, we not will got without blessings of Nityananda Prabhu. And what I have got, it is necessary to tell, otherwise I cannot say what merciful Nityananda to me. But if I not say that, that's also my very, mani akritam kuta. Being is very fault.
Ungratefulness.
And I must tell, what kind of mercy Nityananda Prabhu given me. And before that, Kaviraj Goswami said, Purisheir ki thaite muise lobhishto, jagai malahai hoite muise pavishto, mor naam sune jai tar punno khoy, mor naam lai jai tar paap hoy. Amone nirghinno mori kribat kipa kare. এক নিত্যানন্দ বিনু জগত সংসারে অনেকদিন থেকে গুরু মহারাজের কাছ থেকে আমার শোনা এবং আপনারাও সব শুনেছেন যে গুরু মহারাজ হি ডু নট ওয়ান্টস টু টেক ডিসাইপল অ্যান্ড হি ওয়াজ ভেরি মানে হিডেন টাইট হি নট শোয়িং হিমসেলফ ভেরি ব্রাইটলি আফটার প্রভুপাদ ভক্তি সিদ্ধান্ত সরস্বতী ঠাকুর গুরু মহারাজ tried to stop his preaching and single man life he wants to lead with his book, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Bhagavad reading and chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra and doing little Giridhari Seva and every day offering to Giridhari and taking that prasadam. Guru Maharaj singly stayed 2 years in Navadvip Dham and not was enthusiastic to take the disciples. But Guru Maharaj sometimes going from Navadvip to somewhere and Guru Maharaj think, I shall go to Nityananda Prabhu. And he went to Akachakra, Nityananda Prabhu's birthplace, and when he full Dandavat Pradam offered to Nityananda Prabhu, Nityananda Prabhu said, oh, you are very miser. I do not want to distribute my mercy to you, upon you. And if you want my mercy, you must distribute what is your property, what is your wealth, to all in this world. Then Guru Maharaj is surprised, getting that inspiration. Guru Maharaj thinks, I do not want to do Shishya disciple. Two cause was there. Guru Maharaj not forward pushing man. He was always back pusher. His nature was like that. And second cause, he come from Gaudiya Mutha, and there Vasudeva Prabhu was his very bosom friend. But after separation with Vasudeva Prabhu, he come out from Gaudiya Mutha, and here if he will take disciple, then few must will say, oh, Sridhar Maharaj want to take disciple, that is, he left Gaudiya Mutha. And he wants to be an acharya, that is, that chance he not got in Gaudiya Mission, that is, he come to taking disciple out from Gaudiya Mission. Two feelings, Guru Maharaj is, Guru Maharaj stopped his future program. But when he went to Nityananda Prabhu, and he think Narottam Thakur also took Lokanath Goswami, he also do not want to take disciple. But by the prayer of the devotee, Narottam Thakur, he given diksha to Narottam Thakur. Only one, but he have done it. Then I shall take few. By the blessings of instruction and blessings of Nityananda Prabhu, I take very few, but I must take, otherwise I not will got the blessings of Nityananda Prabhu. And when Nityananda Prabhu direct given order like that, Guru Maharaj, oh, one, two, three, like that, done disciple, and maintaining his preaching life very hiddenly. His god brothers, many coming to him, to see him, to hearing from him, and that is enough for him. This way, Guru Maharaj running with his preaching mode. And after that, Guru Maharaj think, yeah, it is, if some again any enthusiasm will come for preach, then I shall try, but not forefront, going forefront, from back front I shall try something. And Goswami Maharaj, Jayadeva Maharaj, Madhava Maharaj, etc., everybody, they are very happy with Guru Maharaj, this way Guru Maharaj going. But getting inspiration from Nityananda Prabhu, Guru Maharaj wrote the Nityananda Dvadashakam. And they are very nicely, Guru Maharaj expressed his heart desire and glorification he had done of Nityananda Prabhu. There are one sloka I can remember now. Sri Krishna Premanama Paramasukhamaya Kuttachinta Padatu Jadagandha Sanchanungha Nigamabhumatana Makhavatyakhi Bhanti. Something is appear in this mandate. That is Sri Krishna Prem. Little appearance we can see. And that thing is very parama-sukhamaya and achintapadartha. We cannot guess what kind of thing of Krishna praying. But that is giving us nine kinds of property and wealth, wealth or property. That is called Kleshagni Shubhada Maksha Laghuda Akrit Sudur Lava Sangaranda Visheshatma Sri Krishna Akarshani Chasa. Mane can do Akarshan, Akarshan? Attract Krishna direct. That is Krishna prem. Krishna may be sleeping, Krishna may be doing many things, may be eating, but anywhere Krishna, the devotee can attract with the highest devotion. That is called Krishna prem. And that is appear little bit in this world and all world dancing in the name of Krishna. And that type of Paramasukhamaya Achintya Padartho distributed Nityananda Prabhu. That is the Krishna prem. Jadgandhat Sajjanamukha Nigama Bahumatam Makkama Pyakarandhi. And getting little essence of that scent of Krishna prema, Sajjanamukha, mane many big stalwart of religious stalwart of giving little essence of Krishna prema, they are throwing the mukha bancha and tendency of getting moksha. That is moksha bancha, throwing that. And bhajanti tattvada saroj ganham. Sukadeva Goswami himself said, parinishthita upi vaigunne uttama sloka lilaya grihita cheta rajase akhyanam yadadhitamah. I was the greatest saint of this world who do not care anything, this mandate, even mukti, even ki dharma artha kam moksha, everything who left from his mother's own womb. He left Dharmartha Kambhokha from his mother's womb and with full consciousness of Brahma, who is living a supramental plane. But that type of I am, I attracted with the saint of the Gopi Krishna prem. And I ran to my father, Devadas, who distributed many things in this world through his scriptures and who exposed the Vedas in this world. I ran to him and I learned from him this Krishna Leela, and I want to tell in this meeting. Then you don't be amanojigi hoyo naki. You give your minority attention in my preaching discussion. Parinishthitopi nirgunne uttama sloka, no deviation coming from nirgun brahma. That type of man was I am. But I also attracted by that Bhagavad Leela, Bhagavad Leela, and I am, I want to tell that thing. And that type of Krishna prem, without mercy, without blessings of Nityananda Prabhu, we never got. Mahaprabhu, he himself said about Nityananda Prabhu. ये नित्यानंद प्रभु जगनी मदिरा जदि नित्यानंद धरे तथापि ब्रह्मारविंद कहिलु सवारे What are you thinking about Nityananda? I mean, Nityananda sometimes taking white cloth, sometimes red cloth, and sometimes blue cloth, sometimes wearing very, gold alankar, ornaments, sometimes sannyasi, sometimes no cloth.
Or ekkane ki
puno? Nityananda Prabhu doing vicharan, running this way, Nityananda Prabhu. One day Nityananda Prabhu without cloth in Mahaprabhu's house gone. And telling hi, when he's searching something. And Mahaprabhu said, Sripad, what is this? And there Vishnu Priya Devi and Sati Mata and also maybe other one, two ladies and also devotees there. And Nityananda Prabhu come without cloth. And telling hi, then somebody little disturbed Mahaprabhu, think it, and pache tade kono aparad hoy Nityananda charite er English ki hobe
they
got little offense to Nityananda lotus feet. That is, Mahaprabhu very cautiously told that place. Ye jagoni modika jodi Nityananda dhare tathapi brahmar bandho kahilu sabari. But don't be ki silly. Our Nityananda Prabhu. You do not know who is Nityananda. If Nityananda will take, Nityananda will go to Shuribari. Jodi our guru Shuribari jai tathapi our guru Nityananda rai. If we will go to wine shop, and Nityananda will take wine, and if Nityananda will take any woman and mix with anybody, also that type of Nityananda always worshipable by the Brahma. Javani Modira, I cannot explain in English. Javani Modira, Javani means that he is an apavitra male. He is an apavitra male, he is Nityananda Ghurevara. That is Javani. And Modira, he is a mother bottle. He is a mother bottle, and he is a male, he is a male, he is a male, he is a male. So, that is why the Brahma is there. We have one head and Brahma has four heads. He can see front, back and side. Every hair is intelligency, always rounding. And that Brahma, if we see Nityananda's position that time, he also fell down in his lotus feet. Then Nityananda Prabhu is not ordinary man. And after telling that, Mahaprabhu gives little cloth to Nityananda and for wearing, coping, and took other coping that was maybe Mahaprabhu's house. And cut it, that, and distribute to all the devotees. You keep it, this is your way. That type of Nityananda Prabhu when here in this Puri Dham, himself manifestation, then what holiness about that? And remembrance that I am very quietly happy this morning when I read the Mahatma of Nityananda Prabhu and he himself comes for his manifestation and wants to take the service from us, then we have no fear. And Nityananda Prabhu, he always merciful and not taking any opera. Only his one order, Bhaja Gauranga, Kaha Gauranga, Laha Gauranga Erna. I do not know Krishna, I do not know Radharani Sakhi, etc. I do not know anything, I only know Gauranga. And who is worshipping the Gauranga? He is my heart. He captured my heart and I can give my life for him. This is the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. Then Nityananda Prabhu come and by the way with him Mahaprabhu always with Nityananda and Mahaprabhu also come and both will manifest it. Will manifest today himself in Krishna Anushila Sangha Sri Chaitanya Sarasvatam here. Then we have no worriness and today is very auspicious day for us. There was hiddenly in Chaitanya Sarasvatam and they have some own desire. And I think with that desire, fulfillment, they come to Puridham. I think it, but I not told to anybody. But 3 days I am thinking, I shall go Puri. And this time devotees also are going Puri. And if Nityananda Prabhu and Mahaprabhu wants to go there, then I shall be very happy. But I not told to anybody. And early in the morning, Prabhupada Prabhu came, and first inspiration he gave me. Yeah, Maharaj, we are all going, and this time in our mot, to Diti. In our mot, if we take the Diti for Puridham, then it will be very nice, I think. And if Nityananda Prabhu and Mahaprabhu wants to go there, anybody. And early in the morning, Prabhupada Prabhu came, and first inspiration he gave me. Yeah, Maharaj, we are all going, and this time in our mot, to Diti. In our mot, if you take the Diti for Puridham, then it will be very nice, I think. And after hearing that, I stunned and surprised. See, I am thinking 3 days. And not only thinking, it is feeling it was my duty doing something for Nityananda Prabhu and Mahaprabhu. Duty always taking their incense in the hiddenly in the temple and waiting for service, seva. And I am feeling sometimes very bad. In the time of Guru Maharaj I cannot do, I cannot manifest. But this is Guru Maharaj is Diti. Guru Maharaj look at pranam, done pranam, that is manifestation fully happening. But I cannot able to give them proper food, proper worship, and I was not happy. And also sometimes I am thinking the Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, they want to play in the Govinda Kunda, but I have money and man both, but I cannot manage that. One boat is necessary. I send Purnananda with money, bring that boat, 5,000 rupees, and also Haricharan gone there, but they cannot buy that. And all things I am thinking, what insight is that? And I forgot the weight of the duties also. Then, after that, when many devotees wants to go, Puri wants to go, they are telling, and I am thinking, they are going. Now is suitable time if I can take Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu there. And they also will got some nice food every day and worship must run there. When they will manifest in themselves in a deity room, then every day they will got proper worship. This is suitable time, but what shall I do? I am thinking 3 days and immediate. Early in the morning, Popanna Prabhu gone and proposed this. And I was very happy to hear that. And after that, Mahananda Prabhu told me, "Ya Maharaj, it is possible to do." Then I think, no doubt, mane three heads in one place. Then enough. 1, 2, 3, and start. Then I am 1, and he is 2, and when Mahananda Prabhu fired, last firing, then I have no doubt it must be happening.